I have to admit, I've been feeling frustrated over the last 9 months. I don't know, getting even more frustrated lately. As you can see, the title of my message, it's kind of get maybe your attention, but Thanksgiving canceled? Question mark. The beginning of this month, we canceled our Sunday service. My family and I, we contracted the virus, and we thought more from our church would come down with it too all of a sudden, but it seems like now it's maybe a little more of a trickle versus everyone sick at once. But several families over the course of about 4 weeks have indeed gotten the virus, and some strongly suspect it, but you never know. We are in cold season too. We have other flus going around. But I'm frustrated with so many things being canceled. Even today, you know, we were going to have a potluck today. That's canceled. We're going to have a Christmas party in a couple of weeks. Well, that's postponed. You know, we even had the one-stop shop yesterday that many of you may have got to attend. But there was a couple weeks ago where there was talk of whether even to have that. There was talk about canceling it because a number of vendors were beginning to pull back out because of concerns of this virus. So many things are getting canceled. I'm frustrated. Now, I know that many of you can identify with something that has been canceled. And I have no doubt that all of you here can identify with being frustrated either in a cancellation or something you think should be canceled and it's not. Now, I'm going to get to it in a moment. There are valid reasons for canceling things. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong on that. There are good reasons for postponing things, and even, you know, the Christmas party. That there's a good reason for it. But still, sometimes you're trying to plan, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating when things that you're looking forward to or things that you're helping to plan, and all of a sudden they start to fall apart. But I decided to Google canceling Thanksgiving. Guess what? I found some pictures that I wanted to share with you. At this time of year, Thanksgiving is usually a happy time. So we have a picture of some pie. It's canceled. Sorry, our event is canceled. Cancellation announcement, community Thanksgiving dinner. It's canceled. Hey, let's just make a turkey and all the trimmings and let's just throw it in the garbage. It's canceled. Picture of a couple pumpkins canceled for self-care. Happy Thanksgiving. That's canceled too. Is Happy Thanksgiving canceled? Even talking about canceling things can turn into polarizing conversations that divide and cause disunity. Please let us continue to encourage one another, even if we may have different opinions or different thoughts. This is a stressful time, and the virus around us, it's tough. It's tough to navigate what's the right thing to do, what's not. And the fact is you try to get the right answers and you have different groups giving several different answers. I've talked about that before. It's hard to know. And also something that's a stressful time is we've just gone through a tough election. All the election stuff. That's adding more stress. And then now we have the holidays. We've got the coming holidays of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and well, what's going to happen with our family gatherings? What's going to happen with our parties? What's going to happen with the things that we look forward to doing at this time of year? Times are stressful, do you agree? Though some may choose to not get together with friends and family this time of year, I assure you, Thanksgiving is not canceled. Thanksgiving is not canceled. And we don't always do this on Thanksgiving holiday as a family, but we have on several occasions when we gather around the table for a meal, a Thanksgiving meal, we'll go around the table and ask each other to say, what's something that you're thankful for? I know that other families have that tradition at times too. What are you thankful for? But what is it to give thanks? It is an expression of gratitude. We say something, or we write something, or we do something that says or shows that we are grateful. If someone gives you a card or a present, you say thank you because you are grateful that they showed kindness to you. If someone gives you, I'm going to get right to the point. COVID stinks. We get it. With frustrations looming and events and gatherings are being canceled, I'm proud and pleased to tell you, giving thanks is not canceled. In fact, giving thanks is open for business, not just on Thanksgiving Day, but it's open 365 days a year and occasionally 366 days on occasional years. It's never canceled, never closed. Turn with me to our first scripture here. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:16. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, I could preach messages on being joyful always. I could preach messages on praying continually, and I have. But verse 18 helps us know that giving thanks is always good. Yet giving thanks isn't always easy to do. Life has its frustrations and stress. Life has its cancellations. And things happen that do not go the way we want them to. And let's be honest, there are times in life that are just hard. What about those times? What are we to do in those times? Give thanks. The three little words that follow give thanks in our scripture are huge. Let's say them together. The three words that follow give thanks in verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. Does that mean we give thanks in the times of plenty? Yes. Does it mean we give thanks in our times of need? Yes. Does it mean that we give thanks in the great, wonderful times? Yes. Does it mean we give thanks in our lowest moments? Yes. Now, I'm going to talk of giving thanks to the Lord, but I also believe giving thanks to those around us when appropriate is important as well. But that's for another sermon at a different time. I'm going to just be talking about giving thanks to the Lord this morning. I will admit that when we are struggling and all we seem to get out is a prayer for strength and likely a prayer for the Lord to get us through a tough time, giving thanks really isn't on the radar. I mean, it is easy to give thanks to the Lord, you know, with the birth or a safe arrival of a child or grandchild or so on, but giving thanks at the bedside of a loved one in their final moments isn't something that comes natural. Having enough money to pay the bills and even having some left over at the end of the month is something that we give thanks for. But when hours are cut at work and there's critical bills past due and hardly anything to put on the table for you and your family to eat, giving thanks is often in short supply. But giving thanks in all circumstances means just that. All circumstances. We can be thankful. But if all we focus on is the negative, then we will fail to see God working in and around us. Giving thanks forces us to look outside our immediate circumstances and look at the bigger picture. It is interesting when Paul writes in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, and I know that I've read this verse a number of times. I'll put it up here in a moment. It's just one of those verses that just keeps coming up in many different contexts. But when the chaos of life hits us and we want and need the peace of God that surpasses understanding, we have to look to Him. Let's read Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Don't be anxious, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. I think we often overlook that little part, with thanksgiving. I mean, when times are tough, we're praying, we're petitioning, we're presenting our urgent requests to God. But are we taking a moment? Are we taking time to give thanks? Now, I'm not going to go to an extreme that says that you have to follow this formula to the T if you want God to answer a prayer. I'm not going to say that you know, in those really hard moments, that if you forget to give thanks, that God isn't going to listen to you. That's not what I'm going to here. I don't want you to misunderstand this verse, but giving thanks is important because it forces us to look outside our immediate circumstances. It helps us, again, to look at the bigger picture. I remember visiting with someone who was really miserable. This was a while back. And I remember after about an hour of listening to all the things that were going poorly and all the complaints that this person had, I asked this person, now that I've heard about all the bad going on, what is something good? What are you thankful for? The person looked at me puzzled and said, there's nothing to be thankful for. This person was looking at me as if I hadn't heard a word this person said for the last hour. Yet I did hear, and I knew things were miserable. But if the focus is on the bad and the negative, it will consume the person. If all you ever focus on is the negative, it will consume you. Grumbling and complaining becomes a part of you. And if all you ever focus on is what you do not have, that too will consume you. Covetousness and jealousy and bitterness will be your life. If all we ever think about is what we don't have, do we really appreciate what we do have? See, tough times are hard, I get it. And if you cannot find something to be thankful for, if you cannot give thanks to the Lord, then there is a problem. And the problem isn't with God. Some would say, if only God would do this, or if only God would give me that, then I would be thankful. But that's the problem. It's your problem, not God's problem. There is always something to give thanks for. Giving thanks is not canceled because we're in a pandemic. Giving thanks isn't dependent on whether we are well or not. And giving thanks isn't restricted to one day a year on a holiday. It's every day, and we can give thanks for hundreds, if not thousands, of things. And actually, I'd like to take a moment. I want to hear from you. What are you thankful for this morning? Oh, I just ask that you keep it short so we can hear from more than a couple of people. But, you know, kind of like when we go around our table on Thanksgiving Day, what are you thankful for? I want to hear just a short sentence. Who wants to go first? You're thankful for your family. Pardon? Health? Thankful for your health? Thankful for Cal leading Sunday school? Your siblings. You're thankful for your siblings. Why is that funny? My facial expression? Sorry. That's a good answer. Sorry. Thankful for family who are saved. Praise the Lord. Get to hear God's word preached. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Thankful for being back in Wisconsin with family. Yes. Healthy family. Praise the Lord. Thankful for this church and going to be a grandma again. Something to be thankful for, absolutely. Yeah. Thankful for loving parents. Praise the Lord. Thankful for family and inviting church. Thankful for God being God. Yes. Anyone else? Thankful for so many things. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Thankful. Thankful for the Bible study and the encouragement. Well, thank you. You had one? Thankful for the Lord's peace. And I am thankful for the love of God and the hope that He gives us through Jesus and His presence and work in my life. I am thankful for my wife and my family and the time that I have with them. I am thankful for my church family and what all of what you mean to me. I am thankful, as what Juanita said, for the peace of God in the midst of stress and frustrations. He is our peace. I'm thankful for everyone who shared this morning to help us see more things that we are thankful for that are spoken. There is a phrase that is repeated many times in the Old Testament, and there's at least 9 separate times in different passages where this particular phrase is stated, and I think in the back of your bulletin is another one where it shows a different reference, but the one I'm looking at is Psalm 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His love endures forever. This is a vitally important phrase. Something that we know about Scripture is if it's repeated, it's important. If it's repeated a lot, it means you need to know it. This is repeated at least 9 times, if not more. But give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. No matter the highs or lows, no matter if you are in good health or sickness, no matter if you are in a place of violence or peace, no matter if you are in need or have plenty, the statement is always true. We are to give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. God's goodness and love does not change. We can give thanks for God's constant good and His steadfast love. When you look at what He has given us, He has given us hope, He has given us life. See, we were in bondage to sin, and God freed us from that bondage. We were doomed to a judgment of death, but through His love and sacrifice, Jesus gave us life. Our troubles now are temporary when we see the bigger picture. When we look at now, in the midst of entire eternity, what we are going through now is temporary. Hebrews 12:28 says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Well, what is that? When we put our faith in Jesus, we receive His grace and forgiveness. We look forward to spending an eternity with Him in His eternal kingdom, a kingdom that will last forever. That is a reason for us to be thankful. That is a reason to worship God with reverence and awe. Because we know that without Him, without Jesus, we would be facing eternal judgment in hell. Another reason to be thankful, our salvation. Turn with me to 1 Peter 1:3, which is pretty much restates what I've just said, probably says it in a better way, but 1 Peter 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer griefs in all kinds of trials. There's much I could continue to say, but you really are getting the picture. No matter what life throws at us, we have this hope, we have a promise that gives us reason to be thankful. Praising the Lord and giving thanks really go hand in hand. We are thankful that God is merciful. We are thankful that Christ died on the cross for us and made a way for us to be born again, giving us a blessed hope of being with Christ for eternity. We are thankful for the inheritance, to be in and a part of God's eternal kingdom. We are thankful for faith that leads to salvation. I want to say that again. We are thankful for faith that leads to salvation. I say that because if it was by our works or deeds that led to salvation, we would all fail. We would all fall short. No matter how hard you work, no matter how many good deeds you do, you will always fall short. So I am thankful that even though we fall short, God's grace fills in the gaps because of our faith in Him. Verse 6. Because of these things, we greatly rejoice. We praise God and we thank Him for all that He has done. Here's where we really fully understand that phrase repeated over and over. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. But at the same time, in verse 6, we see that life isn't always easy. There are all kinds of suffering, trials, and griefs. Yet we continue to worship and praise and give thanks because God is sustaining us through them. One author wrote this, and I wanted to share it with you. We do not thank the Lord for evil, but that He is sustaining us through it. We don't thank Him for harm He did not cause, but we thank Him when He gives us the strength to endure it. We thank Him for His promise that all things will work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. It's out of Romans 8:28. He goes on to write, we can have thankful hearts toward God even when we do not feel thankful for the circumstance. We can grieve and still be thankful. We can hurt and still be thankful. We can be angry at sin and still be thankful toward God. That is so true. Being thankful isn't just a chore that we have to try to do. It is a way of life as we look to God in every aspect of our lives and making sure our hearts are in a right relationship with Him. There are and will be trials. And I know that some of them can be pretty tough. It may be tough for you, tough for me. I know that there's been trials that I've walked through and I've looked back and God has used many of them for good. I couldn't see it clearly at the time, but God had used them for good. Others, I can clearly see that God was very active in working through the situation, and I came out closer to the Lord because of that tough time. I can and do give thanks to the Lord in every situation because I trust Him with all my heart. And I know that He is good. I know that His love endures forever. Thanksgiving is not canceled. Let us enjoy giving thanks every day to the One who is with us every day. We can give thanks to the Lord every day because He is with us every day.